Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. It's a running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Do things.
mighty dollar, they lie, steal, and kill. This is Divine Talk tonight. I want to share something with you tonight. I was talking to Brother Jerry. We were talking about all the killing that's going on in America. And there's more killing going on here in America than any other country by individuals. And we got black terrorists in our community now killing women, children, and babies. And but other people don't care about that. Black men got to step up and say enough is enough. I want to say that tonight. Because the killing black on black got to stop. And it stopped through the power of the Almighty God. You know, I want to say this tonight before I get into that, because I'm going to prophesy. I got a word. God give me a word for everybody come on tonight. And them that's not on tonight, you can accept it or you don't have to accept it. When God told Moses what to do, the children of Israel can accept it or not. When God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh didn't listen. And when Moses died, he was 160 years old, he was old. The devil come after his body. But Michael, the archangel Michael, you can't have his body. This body belongs to God. So Michael had to go to the God and tell God. And God told Michael, you bring his body to me. Because the devil wanted to make a trophy out of Moses' body. Moses was a servant of God. And some of you tonight is the servant of God. Some of you are anointed and the servant of God. And you got to know God wants to work with you, and God wants you to do something special. Now, I want to tell you tonight, if you got a need, you come see another minister. Let's see the amen. I want to talk about this harvest time. Now, if you plant a seed for your healing, I told a lady, she called me and said, the doctor said she had breast cancer and both her breasts, they want to cut them off. At that time, the Bible, the word of God, talked to me and said, no, bishop, tell her what to do. I told her, open that Bible to a certain scripture and lay it on her breast. When she went back to the doctor asked her what happened. She looked, because, you know, I don't think she understood what the doctor was saying. Doctor said, that little knot is gone. He went to smile. I said, how come you didn't tell him God did it? You got to give God respect. And some of you don't give God the respect that you ought to. Okay? You know, the medicine, this medicine ain't did nothing. The surgeon, God had to guide that hand. God had to speak to that mind. This is divine word tonight. And I want to tell you that's going through something tonight. I'm going to take time out to talk to you. Well, you might be able to have a head up on what you're going to do. Get your pens and paper. I'm writing these lottery numbers down. I'm going to give $100 worth of baby. You don't need to give a one. If God with you, that one will do it. Okay? Y'all hear what I'm saying? That is not played about the money. If you tell God what you want, the home, the car. Most of these preachers, they preach in Brother White, they preaching prosperity ministry. They ain't preaching about being saved. They ain't preaching about being healed. They're preaching prosperity. So they pack the house up. But after prosperity, all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. If you ain't got the willing invention, if you ain't got the word of God, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Revelation, you ain't got nothing. If I can't teach you how to be saved, I ain't doing nothing. If I can't teach you how to be healed, I ain't doing nothing. See, God sent his angel Michael, Raphael, Babiel, brought them angels into healing. Now, some of you got, this morning I seen a man, he had a sack of pills. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the doctor. The doctor gave him a whole sack of pills. He says, bitch, this pill for this pill for that. I listened to him. I said, now, you don't want to listen to me because I'm going to tell you, put the pills down, and I'm going to send you to the herb store. I'm going to send you to the market. Change your diet. All this stuff will go away. Yeah, y'all are funny to me. Some of you are so programmed to the doctor and programmed eating all this, you know, prefab the food, not processed. You ain't eating good. So that's when you got sugar, high blood, tumors, all of that stuff, because you don't change. When grandma was growing up, yeah, we ate pig meat. You know why? Because it was grown right there in the yard. Yeah, we ate chicken. Take the chicken, wring his head off, put him under the tub. We got chicken and gravy. Huh? Want some sweet potatoes, go in the smokehouse, get the sweet potatoes out. Y'all know what I'm saying. Want some black-eyed peas? She had canned peas in them fruit jars, in them mason fruit jars. The boy go out there and get a can of peaches. He go out there and get a can of them pinto beans, black-eyed peas. Bring that jar in there, give him that jar, and put it in the thing and cook it. We don't do that no more. We put this is what I want to say. I got a lot of things said tonight, but I want to prove that to you. We're getting right now, Brother White, we're in the midst of a cyber warfare. Now, when I say that, some of you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Russia got enough computers to shut down Chicago, the lights black. What would you do for 3 days if you didn't have no lights, no gas, no nothing? You know what you'll do? Kill yourself. Because you got to adopt. See, you got to be able to get you some wood, cut some wood and have it there. Have your coal oil lamp there. Can, I was telling the girl down in Mississippi. I said, girl, she said, I don't know how to can. I said, well, you better learn how to can. Grandma used to do it. Women go to Walmart and get you some mason jars and begin to can. Because if the freezers go out, the meat going to rotten or whatever you got in there. But if you put it in a fruit jar, Brother White, it's going to be that. I'm trying to give you a head up. I'm trying to tell you what's going to be happening in 2023. Right now, Biden, I'm talking about bombing the rocket man. Okay? So it's going to be wars and rumors of wars. That's what the Bible says. Wars and rumors of wars. God bless you tonight. Divine word, not the divine word I was giving you tonight. The divine word is that God will bless you quick, fast, bam, in a hurry. Now, if you got a need tonight, I want you to plant a seed. I want to know, a pearl, if you only have put one on your phone, I want to ask you something. Because pearl have been with us a long time. Mary Hawkins been with us a long time. I mean, you know, we've been through some things. I was in Detroit doing a service. We invoked an angel. I don't know, do Mary know how many angels you got? You might be a guy. If you don't work it, you lose it. And it's an old lady, and she loved to dance. And she's a good Christian, but she go to the cafe, she dance. And she could tell me, you know, I was coming up, and boy, mama could shake her tail. And she said, if you don't shake it, you'll lose it. And she's about 80 and she said, I'm shaking it. She had all her teeth. She didn't have no breath. She didn't have a hysterectomy. She had everything that she come here with. She was dancing, go to church every Sunday. I'm just telling you how people live. Moses lived to be 160. But now, these people dying at 12 and 13 years old. Now, I want to tell you, Brother White, God gave me a solution to deal with these people can't breathe. But I told her, when you stay in God, God will give you be healed. Okay, Jerry, I want to let you know that. Now, I'm going to prophesy to some of you tonight. Get your pens and paper, because this got to do what God tells me to tell you. Now, I ain't going to call your name. I'm going to call the number on your phone, okay? The last number on your phone. The last. If you don't know your number, you lost out. Because I'm in meditation, and I'm gonna prophesy the word to you, what God tell me. But I'm going to give you a scripture that makes you understand what God is saying to you, okay? I'm going to start with 23:23, and that's in Chicago. 23:23, God says for you to march on, and said for you to read Psalm 23 for 7 days. Write down 7 days. That 7 days, you're going to get a revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge means that God going to put it in your spirit for you being obedient. 23:23, thank you for your seed that you planted. God bless you for that. You didn't have to do it. Okay. Now I'm going to 1866. 1866, God got a calling on your life from your mother's womb. You didn't go to college just to teach people. God was getting you ready for this nation. God got Moses ready for Pharaoh. God's getting you ready to deal with America. So if people don't accept you, they didn't accept Jesus. Psalm 91 and Psalm 109, and go to read the whole book of Proverbs, start from the back to the front. I know that sounds crazy. Start from the last chapter and go that way. After you do that for 3 days, you're going to get a revelation knowledge. I'm going to you, thank you, Cassie, 30:30. I'm going to you tonight. I want you, 30:30, as I look at you, Psalms 25 and Psalms 2. God told me to tell you, bring the family closer. Now, I know you got somebody on drugs, you got somebody alcoholic, but I want you, whatever they drink, I want you to get it. Whatever they drink, whatever that young man drank, you get it. Go buy it at the store. Call me personally. I'm going to tell you what scripture to put it on. And God says that once you do what the prophet said, his drinking days is over. Every time he drinks, he's going to get rich. He's going to eventually leave it alone. Now I'm going to you 50, stop worrying about things that you have no control over. You ain't going to move. And if you move, God open up another door for you. Okay. But don't let your granddaughter use you and they do all the ripping and running. Grand, keep the kids. I got to go to here. No, wait a minute. Man, I ain't no babysitter because God got a job for me. God told me to tell you, young lady, that you have a prophetic gift, but you ain't been nowhere where you can work it. But you're going to get ready for the wedding invention. I'm going to hook you up with Mr. White and things will open up for you when he comes to Chicago. The Bible told me for you to read Psalm 51. It's a healing need to take place with your bones and sometimes your muscles around your hip and your back. And I see Psalm 71. Some of the Psalms you read. I want you to read them for 3 days. And I want you to read them not start at the front. Read them from back to front. Okay? Now, after you read them from back to front, you're going to get revelation. Not, you're going to have a visit from a spiritual entity. Don't be scared. It's an angel. Okay. Now, it's a death around your family tree as I speak tonight. Pray for, and you can speak to Abaddon along with Gabriel, and you can move it away if it's God's will. God's will is for you to live, not to die. God's will for you to be have life and have it more abundant. That's God's will. Hello, somebody. Now, I'm going to you, 33:39. Now, as I look at you, as I give you, I'm going to give you a scripture. God told me to tell you tonight, you are anointed young man. God is not through with you. I want you to take one of your good shirts, and I want you to wear it, sleep in it. Tear it over and give it to your brother. Tear that and say, hey, man, I got this thing. I thought I'd give it to you. But it's got to be one you done wore and slept in. And when you sleep in it, you tell God what you want him to do with your brother habit and with that curse that been put on him. Oh, I'm talking now. Now, I looked into that. Thank God. Psalms 28, I want you to read. I want you to read Psalm 37 and Psalm 100. I want you to read it from back to front. I'm telling you, nobody never told you that. But I'm telling you, now I'm going to explain to you. Before he got the wife he got, is another woman he was messing with, and she went somewhere on him, and he's been messed up ever since. Okay, and he's an old man now. Sometimes the curses, if you don't get in contact with a prophet or a woman of God, the curse will stay on you, man. Woman, the curse will stay on you, okay? If you ain't got the knowledge of the Spirit of God, when you got the Spirit of God, you can speak and the curse are gone. I say. Archangel Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel will move it. I want to tell you, happy birthday to you, Sister Freddie, up in Minnesota. Happy birthday to you, maiden name. God bless you. I'm going to you, 3084. Do you have something to say? 3084. I want to tell you, Psalms, as I look at you, you always read 91 number Psalm. I want you to read Isaiah the 5. And I want you to read Revelation chapter 7. Now, around your knees and your ankle, God going to do a healing for you. You know, and every time I get ready to start service, I hear a spirit come in. And Mary know what I'm talking about. Now, ain't nothing going on till when I get on the air, they get started. That's what happened. I want to tell you, Deborah Pickett, your mother came to me for you to read Psalm 39 and Psalm 41. There's a door. Glory, hallelujah. Will open up. I want each one of you tonight to plant a seed in the ministry for the harvest for next year. What I'm talking about. I want you to start the season right now for what's going to be happening for you for 2023 and 2024. I want you to get it in before this month up for this year. Now, you might not think, I want to tell you, 39, your wife is going on a trip with some ladies, telling her to watch out for what's going on with that. I'll talk more with you with that. Now, I'm talking to you, 3084. I think you got a message for her. Let me just open up. I'm opening the line, 3084. 384, your line is open up. 384, is your own? Your line is open up. That's what 30. Now, 384, your line is open up. Thank you, Janice, sweetie. I want you to plant a seed quick, fast, and in a hurry, because you got to leave. Uh-huh. Thank you. You need to, now I'm going to 81:38. Psalms 7, Psalms 10, and Psalms 21. That's what I want you to read. My prophecy is that there's a healing taking place from your hip around your knee. I want you to get in a tub of water, put some Epsom salt in that tub of water. I want you to sit in it for 15 minutes, and I want you to read the 23rd number Psalm. I want you to read it. The Lord is my shepherd. You read it, and then I want you to read it 2 times forward and 3 times back. I want you to do that for 3 days at the same time. That cramp in your leg, that swelling will go away. You don't hit me tonight. I'm talking prophecy. I'm talking what God is giving me to give you. And when you're in the midst of a prophet, God speak to that prophet. If you're a prophet, you're a man. If you're a prophet, he's a woman. Some of y'all is not accept your prophet gift. You still running after a man or running after a woman. And you're going to go to hell. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God to some of these preachers going to hell because all they want is a Rolls Royce and an airplane and all of your money. And they're going to die with their boots on. Oh, y'all going to hear me. Let me say it again. They're going to die in the pulpit line because God is making some serious changes. Let me be quiet because I feel the anointing. God is going to do some things. And you got to walk with people that is anointed. You run into the hospital for everything. It's good to go to the hospital. It's good to listen to what the doctor said. But you got to understand the doctor's going to always give you bad news. The doctor always going to tell you what the medicine can do. He ain't going to tell you what God can do. Because if he's drug dealer, it's Walgreens, Walmart, and CVS. They sell more drugs than the dealer out in the street. Somehow we want a war on drugs. How can you have a war on drugs when Walgreens sell all kinds of drugs? You buying Viagra, men buying Viagra to get the nature up, and women buying Viagra to get their nature up. Maybe God don't want your nature up. He wants you to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. That reads so much of AIDS and all these diseases, you know, worms and stuff going on. You know, and one man come to me. I got to say this, him. He come to me. He was about 90 years old. And he said, Bishop, this girl said, I got a baby by her. And the girl was about 25. She's crying. I said, brother, you shooting water. You ain't shooting nothing but water. You ain't got to worry about no baby. And she wanted some money. You know, your old men ought to stay in your place. The young women ought to keep the dresses down and get God. But, and this homosexual stuff going on, it's going to turn around. Because it's a divine law, said Adam and Eve. It's a divine law for man and woman. That's what God said. This is the divine word tonight. I'm giving you the divine word if you accept it or you take it. Now, you can do it if you want to. You don't have to do it. Because God's going to keep the ministry going. God's going to keep this thing going on, okay? And I want to let you know that God got something for you. I just want you to receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. These people got mega churches. And people outside the church ain't got nowhere to stay. People got mega churches. They waiting on the government to feed people. When you get trillions of dollars every Sunday, you can feed. You ain't got to go to Jamaica. You ain't got to go to Haiti. Right here in America, people need help. Okay? Well, they called, and I want to say something about this racial thing. They've been calling black folks niggas for years. Oh, they have. every corporation, these corporations, you got a bad word. They each of these corporations that got rid of these blacks, some want them to apologize. How come they don't apologize because they ain't got no blacks on their board? What AT&T got on their board? What Amazon got on their board? Huh? What Twitter got on their board? How many blacks on the board is General Motors? How many blacks on the board of Ford, Chrysler? How many blacks on the board of Rolls Royce? How many blacks on the board of these airplane companies? Ain't no black on the board, so they feel, how can they tell you we don't want the black? The Chase Bank told Connie would get his money. How many black Chase Bank got on their board? You go to Israel, they ain't got no black in government in Israel. They ain't got no blacks in government in Russia. They ain't got no blacks in government where we sending all that money at. They ain't sending no money. The government here ain't sending no money to Kenya, to Jamaica, to Haiti. Oh, y'all, God, Dr. King said it, God gonna turn this thing around. You got to know what side you're going to be on. You're going to be on the side of hate, or you're going to be on the side of love. But God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Mary Hawkins, I want to ask you, how many angels? Now, the reason I'm asking her this, Mary was at a service in Detroit. We left the hotel. I don't know what hotel we left. We gave angels out. And Chelsea was there. And the lady was messing with Chelsea on the job. I gave Chelsea some angels. You know them angels knocked that woman down and broke her leg. And Chelsea was scared. Chelsea said, I said, Chelsea, when you call on your angel, they come and defend on you. Abraham, Isaac, they all had angels. You got an angel, but you so caught up in the man and materialistic, your angel ain't coming to you because you don't know how to be obedient to God. Mary, how many angels you got?
1,127.
1,127 angels. 1,127. You got them angels way back in the day, right? Do what I want you to do. I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to get your angel's name down on a white piece of paper. And the other angel, you tell him, you tell your angel, along with your mother's name there, and you write on that paper what you want this angel to do for your health. Okay? And you want that angel to move every evil that's trying to affect you and your personal family. Okay, once you do that, everything, you have a testimony. Okay? Thank you, Karen. Now, that's Mary Hawkins. And Mary don't know that she's a baby of her family. And she don't know she got a prophetic gift, you know. And even when the devil tried to take her out, and take her family out, and I want to tell it here. It was a woman down south trying to get you killed, and it flipped and killed her son and got her where she can't walk now. You didn't know that. I just read that to you. Now, you know what I'm talking about, but I'm just going to let you know. What goes around, come around. When you dig one grave, you better dig two. Mama always used to say, when you dig one, did you really dig two? Because you're going to fall in it sooner or later. I'm going to Fayette, Mississippi. And I want to tell you, something good can come out of Fayette, Mississippi. That's where Mega Evers come from, Charles Evers. Fayette, Mississippi dropped Brother White, Professor White there. I know you don't like me to bring him, bust him out. But Professor White, you've got to come to Chicago. You got to come to Detroit and pull this year out, and then you got to go to Minnesota. After you make them three runs, everything gonna be on divine order. Okay? Let me go get him right now. Brother, let me see where he at. Okay, I see you right now.
But God is
Brother White.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Bless you. Did you get your prophecy? I'm dropping some heavy lead, some heavy stuff tonight.
Yeah.
I'm dropping some heavy duty. I'm finna boost you up a little bit. Okay. Now,
can you hear me?
Brother White, we have something to say. Go on off a little bit. I'm turning over to Professor White and let him know when you come to Chicago, because I'm telling people every day you coming.
I'm gonna call him.
He wanna talk to you. Okay. Go ahead on, Brother White.
I got his number. I'm gonna call him.
Okay.
All right, but look, this is what I wanna do tonight. I want those who are on tonight, I wanna lead them through the Witty Invention. The reason I wanna do that is because the Witty Invention says it starts with Proverbs 2:1. It says, it calls you my son. If thou will receive my word and hide thy commandments with thee. So I want to lead them through that so that they can put God in charge of their life for the rest of their life. All right? Now, so I want those of you who are on tonight, I'm going to speak the Witty Invention, and I want you to follow through as I take you through it. Is that okay? My son, if thou will receive my word and hide thy commandments with thee. God wants us to put him in charge of our life. He says, let everything you do, let it be according to what he wants you to do. He says, so what you want to say is that, yes, Father, I will receive your word and hide your commandments within me. To receive his word, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father did send in Jesus' name, he is teaching me all things, and he's bringing all things to my remembrance. Whatsoever the Father or the Son has said unto me. To receive his commandments, John 13:34, one chapter now. A new commandment Jesus left with me, that we love one another as he loved us. Confirmation of John 13:34. Love worketh no ill toward his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, those are the three scriptures, three New Testament scriptures. Now, to finish the Witty Invention is Proverbs 2:2. God says, so that thou will incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to his understanding, meaning that you're going to hear what he says, because wisdom is God. Wisdom is what God's word says. And when you apply your heart to understanding, that means that you're going to speak wisdom to get the understanding you need for whatever problem it is. Now, that's a witty invention. That's a surety that your faith is going to work. Now, here comes the faith. Now, God's word, all God's word is faith, but this is the faith that you want to purpose. All the situations that are going on today in Chicago, people are being killed, murdered, and doing everything like that. God told me to tell the people that the most precious thing in their life, they don't purpose for him to watch over that. See, he said, trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God is understanding. God is wisdom. What his word says is wisdom. When you speak his word, you bring him into existence. You speak understanding into existence. So, Luke 6:38 is what you purpose these things not to happen to you. They can ain't nobody gonna be able to shoot you down after speaking this. Luke 6:38, it says, "Give," speaking what I'm saying now, "and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give to your, my bosom. For whatever measure I meet with all, it shall be measured back to me again." Now, you, by speaking that just one time, you are protected from all the things that God gonna have you not do to me or not do to anyone else. But you gotta speak that, speak those scriptures. That's I'm gonna give them to you in the number. Proverbs 2:1, John 14:26, John 13:34, Romans 13:10, then back to Proverbs 2:2, and for the purpose of your life, so that won't these things won't happen to you, these gangbangers can't shoot you down and all of that. If they try to shoot you down, believe it or not, they're going to kill themselves. That's why how we're going to stop all the killing in Chicago, what Bishop was talking about. We're going to get this weird invention on paper and give it to everybody in Chicago. Amen. And I guarantee you, see, before I got the weird invention, I was at 9801 South Ingleside is where I live. Two men came in and tried to rob me. And I'm going to make the long story short. I'm not going to make it long. But they told me to lie down on the floor. So I lied down on the floor. But when I laid down on the floor, I prayed to God and said, "If it's my time to die, take me into the kingdom of heaven." And then God, when I finished praying, God spoke to me and told me to get up off the floor. And I attempted to get up, and one of the guys hit me in the forehead with my gun. I forgot which hand it was, but I took one of my hands and rubbed it across my forehead. I didn't have no blood. I took the other hand and did the same thing. I didn't have no blood. I got up off of that floor, and as soon as I got up off of the floor, where I was in my garage, an angel come out of my chimney where my pipe went up to my, where my heater pipe went up to the chimney, the hole. An angel come out of that chimney, and the angel, I don't know if y'all ever had seen in a book, Archaeopteryx, which is a reptilian bird. That's what the angel looked like. And he was flying between me and the gun. And I just totally forgot about the gun. And I talked myself out of there and went into the house to get them some money. And I went and got my shotgun. I got a shotgun, and I came back to the window. And one of the guys was standing out from my window, my dining room window. And when I put the gun up on him, the angel appeared again between me and him. I was in my living room there pointing the gun at him. And the angel appeared again, and a voice told me, "If you shoot the gun, you're going to shoot the angel that protected you in the garage." And I started crying. And the guy saw me. He knew something was going on, so he turned and started running. So I'm just telling you, hey, listen to me. Speak that witty invention, and God's going to reveal to you. You ain't got to accept my word for it. If you speak to me, if you speak what I'm telling you to speak, I ain't worried about it. See, I'll put this out here. The scripture says, if what a prophet tell you don't come to pass, he ain't no prophet. And I'm gonna tell you one other thing. So I'm gonna tell you this. Mark 6:4, it says, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own kin, and in his own house." And that was true with me. So I'm telling you, I'm telling you, listen to me. Speak that with invention, and all the things the bishop been telling you, God going to reveal to you that it's real truth. And the prosperity, we're not talking about prosperity just for ourselves. The prosperity scriptures for the with invention that God gave me are two. One is for prosperity. Well, both of them are prosperity. But write this down. Proverbs 17:8. It says, a gift is as a precious stone to him that keeps his eyes on it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospers. And I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you all, it's going to profit you. I'm telling you the truth. And the developmental scripture is Proverbs 16:3. It says, commit thy works to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. And I'm just telling you, what you're going to end up with, and write this one down too. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. It says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Right.
You have the mind of Christ.
He
and as soon as you learn about our wisdom, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, where it says, our wisdom dwell with prudence. That's what prudence is, the first pillar of wisdom, and give knowledge for wit and invention. And as soon as you find out that you, the voice of God, the voice that speaks to you, the soul man you, is our wisdom. He gets his information from the Holy Spirit, and God gives the Holy Spirit the information, and all you, our wisdom, and God is one. You and our wisdom and God are one in you. Now, you live, that our wisdom lives in the Holy of Holies on the inside of you. If you go to Ezekiel 36:26, you'll see God takes the old heart out of you, and he puts a new heart in you, because that's where he and Jesus and you live with you. He ain't going to live in the old heart. He puts the Holy of Holies in you while you walking on earth. So you are God's son. And if you go to Matthew chapter 7 chapter and read up to the 11th verse, he says, ask, ye shall receive, seek, ye shall find, knocking, the door will be open. Everyone that has received it, them that knock, the door is open, and those that seek it, they shall find. And the 11th verse, 7 and 11 says, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good gifts to those that come to him and ask? He's going to give it to you. So I just want to let you know, we're going to get the word invention to you on paper so that you can read it every day. But if you spoke what I told you to speak, what I quoted to you, you are protected, and you have everything that the witty invention gonna deliver to you.
Right.
God gonna take, he's gonna guide you, but he's not gonna take over your life. He gonna let you know that he's guiding you, but he's gonna let you also have your own say so about what you do. But he's gonna incline you to do the right thing.
See, Brother White, this comes to what happened. If people have turned away from God, and they can't get back, so we have to help them get back to God. And they are so caught up in stuff. Matthew 6 says, seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, and all the other stuff, cars, the home, the stuff you want. You're going to get that, but first you got to walk in the anointing of God. Women and men.
Well, if they speak, they're going to walk in the anointing.
Think about it. What I'm saying, look at how young folks. I know two girls took their mama house and went to the doctor and lied and said she got dementia just to get to sell a house. They did that. Okay, so it's an evil, even as your seed, sometimes they turn against you because they in a demonic way.
Well, that's true. I know about that.
Now, you can't say nothing about homosexual. They said, you talking race talk. You can't say nothing about different races. They say the race talk. Look, if you a Semite, that means that you a black Jew. I don't care who don't like it.
Yep.
If you know your history, They don't want you to know your history. They don't want you to know that Christ, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. They don't want you to know that. The devil
wanted
to take Moses' body. God,
yep.
You can't do this. This is my man. And he wanted to take Moses' body because Moses went and killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand.
Amen.
So Michael, that angel again, Michael comes and sending him. Now, I want to tell you, since you talked about the angel, the lady was on her way from Chicago to Mississippi during the winter. And the car slid over in the ditch. Okay? The truck driver seen the car over in the ditch. He pulled over. And when he got to the woman was setting up. Somebody had brought her and set her on the side of the road. The truck driver said, I don't know how you got it. She said, the angel. The truck driver didn't understand that angel brought her out of that swamp and set her on the road on 57, you know, because she was going down to Mississippi. And the trucker told the state trooper, I don't know how she got out of there, but when I pulled over, she was sitting on the road and the car was in the ditch. Angels is real. Angels
are
the word of God. And the people have to understand.
Yes, sir, they will.
And they have to understand how powerful the angel is. I want to say a little bit. Thank you, Brother White. I want to say, I got something else I want to say a little bit of this in. And I want you to get this in because it's very important for y'all to get this on. A little bit on before we go off the air. So what happens with Jesus, I want to say that. This is a little St. Luke. And the whole Jesus story is about miracles. Zechariah.
According to the custom of the priests, he had been chosen to go into the Lord's temple that day and to burn incense, while the people stood outside praying. All at once, an angel from the Lord came and appeared to Zechariah at the right side of the altar. Zechariah was confused and afraid when he saw the angel. But the angel told him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayers. Your wife, Elizabeth, will have a son, and you must name him John. His birth will make you very happy, and many people will be glad. Your son will be a great servant of the Lord. He must never drink wine or beer, and the power of the Holy Spirit will be with him from the time he was born. John need many people in Israel to turn back to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord the same power and spirit that Elijah had. And because of John, parents will be more thoughtful of their children. And people who now disobey God begin to think as they ought to. That is how John get people ready for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know this is going to happen? My wife and I are both very old." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel, God's servant, and I was sent to tell you this good news. You have not believed what I have said, so you will not be able to say a thing until all that happens. But everything will take place when it is supposed to." The crowd was waiting for Zechariah and kept wondering why he was staying so long in the temple. When he did come out and could not speak, they knew he had seen a vision. He motioned to them with his hands, did not say a thing. When Zechariah's time of service in the temple was over, he went home. Soon after that, his wife was expecting a baby, and for 5 months she did not leave the house. She said to herself,
"What the Lord has done for me will keep people from looking down on me."
1 month later, God sent the angel Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Galilee. The message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said,
"You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you."
Mary was confused by the angel's words, wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary,
"Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great, and we will call the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king, as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end."
Mary asked the angel,
"How can this happen? I'm not married."
The angel answered,
"The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. So your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Your relative, Elizabeth, is also going to have a son, even though she is old. No one thought she could ever have a baby, but in 3 months she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God."
Mary said,
"I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said."
And the angel left her. A short time later, Mary hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. She went into Zechariah's home, where she greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, her baby moved within her. The Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth. Then in a loud voice, she said to Mary,
"God has blessed you more than any other woman. He has also blessed the child you will have. Why should the mother of my Lord come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, my baby became happy and moved within me. The Lord has blessed you because you believe that he will keep his promise."
Mary said,
"With all my heart I praise the Lord, and I'm glad because of God my Savior. He cares for me, humble servant. From now on, all people will say, God has blessed me. God, all powerful, has done great things for me and his name. He always shows mercy to everyone who worships him. The Lord has used his powerful arm to scatter those who are bound. He drags strong rulers from their thrones, but humble people is his power. He gives the hungry good things to eat, and he sends the rich away with nothing in his hand. He helps his servant Israel, always merciful to his people. He made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his family forever."
Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months. Then she went back home. When Elizabeth's son was born, her neighbors and relatives heard how kind the Lord had been to her, and they too were glad. 8 days later, they did for the child what the law of Moses commands. They were going to name him Zechariah, after his father. But Elizabeth said,
"No, his name is John."
People argued, "No one in your family has ever been named John."
So they motioned to Zechariah to find out what he wanted to name his son. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet. Then he wrote, "His name is John." Everyone was amazed. Right away, Zechariah started speaking and praising God. All the neighbors were frightened because of what had happened. Everywhere in the hill country, people kept talking about these things. Everyone who heard about this wondered what this child would grow up to be. They knew that the Lord was with him. The Holy Spirit came upon Zechariah, and he began to speak.
"Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to save his people. Our God has given us a mighty Savior from the family of David, his servant. Long ago, the Lord promised by the words of his holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from everyone who hates us. God said he would be kind to our people and keep his sacred promise. He told our ancestor Abraham that he would rescue us from our enemies. It's been we could serve him without fear and be holy and good as long as we live. You, my son, will be called a prophet of God in heaven above. You will go ahead of the Lord to get everything ready for him. Tell his people that they can be saved if their sins are forgiven. God's love and kindness will shine upon us like the sun rises in the sky. All of us who live in the dark shadow of death, this light will shine to guide us into a life of peace. As John grew up, God's Spirit gave him great power. John lived in the desert until the time he was sent to the people of Israel. Luke 2. About that time, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books. These first records were made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed. So Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee, go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him in a feed box, because there was no room for them in the inn. That night in the field near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying in a box." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven. Peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying in the food box. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised.